My name is Alex Ninovich, and I'm from Sydney, Australia, and I'm driving for Roden Motorsports.
Alex, really good to see you here at Silverstone. It might be a bit different, the weather in Australia, than it is here at the moment. Are you feeling it yet?
Yeah, I'm feeling the cold. It's not really getting any warmer, but hopefully soon it warms up. Lots of wet weather driving, which is a positive, but yeah, not much dry.
So your first season here in the British F4 Championship, what have you done previously? Fans will obviously get to know you throughout the season, but just tell us what's led you to this point.
Last year I competed in the Spanish F4 Championship, and that was my first year in open wheelers. Before that I came from go-karting in Australia.
So how was your first season in F4 then? You obviously know the car, so how was that?
The first season I had was pretty good. Took a bit of getting used to, obviously, an open wheeler, suspension, all that sort of stuff, braking. But towards the end of the season, we really got on top of it and got some really good results.
Yeah. How's it been going testing over here so far?
Testing's been going pretty good. Just getting used to the tyre, but also the wet weather conditions haven't really done much in that. But it's coming along quite well, so it's looking positive.
Previously in the championship, we've had some decent representation from down under, from both Australia and New Zealand. Big shoes to fill, but you think you're up for that this year?
Yeah, I'm feeling positive about it. I think I can definitely be up there and fighting for the championship.
How well do you know the circuits over here?
Most of the circuits I've been to so far, first time at the circuits, so it's quite challenging getting used to them and also trying to really get the lap time out of the car.
Absolutely. Have you set yourself any goals for the first half of the season?
I really haven't set any goals yet, but I'm really looking to go really good. So.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you draw on for inspiration? Are there drivers or people from motorsport who you think, you know, they're my inspiration?
I wouldn't say I really have much inspiration from other drivers. I think I don't know how to explain it. I just... look at myself and really try and get inspired and really push. So I think I use myself and maybe goals that I'm looking forward to as inspiration.
That's a good philosophy. Certainly on paper, looking at the timesheets and the history and background of the drivers who are in the championship this year, I think it's going to be a tough and challenging competitive season.
Yes, definitely looks like there's going to be quite a few drivers up the front, really close together, lots of experience, so... Yeah, it does look like it's going to be quite a competitive season.
Now, you're obviously just finding a long way from home. Will you have a lot of support here? Is the family over here to support you throughout the season?
It's at the moment just me and my dad here, so my mum and sister are back home. I don't know if they'll come during the year. So, yeah, it's just me and my dad and a few friends that we know here. Otherwise, everyone's back home.
I'm sure they'll be finding a way to listen on the radio, on the feeds and on television as well. Really good to see you here. Have a great season.
Thank you.